Journey, it was funny, amazing, great, beautiful, interesting, surprising, and crazy.
And these are the things why it was the best journey we ever had.
KHG fragt nach, da wo es spannend ist, da wo es mutig, besonders und inspirierend ist. Hallo und willkommen zu unserem Schulpodcast.
As most of you have probably noticed, in July 2022, it was finally possible that a group of 8 students and 3 teachers from our partner school Emmerberg visited us for 3 weeks. After we visited Emmerberg in 2019 with a group of 13 students and 4 adults, we were planning to have a group from Emmerberg come back to visit us in the summer of 2020. Therefore, we applied for the support of the Development School Exchange Program, ENSA, of the German government and were able to get it, so we were really excited. Sadly, because of COVID-19, the visit wasn't possible anymore for neither 2020 nor 2021. But even this time, we weren't sure for a long time that we could really welcome our friends at the KHG. Even though we were able to get the support from ENSA again, since without it we wouldn't have been able to make the visit happen financially, it was unsure for a very long time if it would be possible for our Tanzanian friends to get vaccinated against COVID, since without the vaccine, traveling would have not been possible. But luckily, with a lot of effort from different people, in the end, everything worked out with the vaccines and the visa, and we could welcome the group from Emmerberg on Thursday, the 30th of July, at the Munich airport. After their arrival, we drove to a youth hostel in Benedikt Beuern and spent the first days there together. There, we played a lot, laughed, sang, danced, had conversations, but also had a workshop about colonialism and its consequences until today. On Sunday, we went back to Gräfelfing and our guests went to their host families with the students staying in pairs of 2. During the whole time, most of them changed their guest family once. On Monday, our guests went to the KHG for the very first time and were officially welcomed. In the time following, we kept talking about colonialism and also did research about the resistance of the Hehe against the German invaders, for example. Since the consequences of colonialism are still present until today, we also talked about distribution injustice and climate justice. We also talked about this during the ENSA conference, for which 2 trainers specifically came to us in Gräfelfing for 2 days. Before this, we had a video conference online with the other supported schools at the beginning to start things off. During our whole time together, we of course played, had bonfires, danced and sang together, talked with each other and discussed, had trips together and had a lot of fun. We also really enjoyed our partnership celebration, which we planned and organized together. Furthermore, we also held a family service together with the Michaels Church that took place in a circus tent in front of the church. During the service, 2 children and 1 adult got baptized as well. On the day before our guests' departure, we had a farewell celebration. On the next day, we had to bring our friends back to the airport after exactly 3 weeks.
Hi!
I am Nema.
I am Evelina.
Hi, I'm Nelly.
I'm Happy.
Hello, I'm Easter.
Thank you.
What was your first impression of Munich?
First impression for me was to see the buildings, because in Tanzania there is no many multi-story buildings, but here all buildings which I see are multi-story buildings.
Okay, so you mean buildings with a lot of apartments in them?
Yeah.
What were the first things that you wanted to do when you arrived here in Germany?
Things which I wanted to do is like to get different ideas and to share different experience with the student. And I was like mostly to know how the student of Kage learn and how they are getting different knowledge from their teachers and how they share different ideas with their teachers.
What was your first experience in the host family? I think you're two both in one, so Clara is the host and you're the guest, so you're living in one family. So what was your first experience in your family?
My first experience, I was excited, happy, grateful to be in the host family, mostly to spend time with the siblings.
Yes, I was also very excited whether they like our house and like their room. And I was really, really happy to spend that much time together.
You also want to add something to that question, or you're fine?
For the first day when I reach in host families, I'm feeling good because the people are happy and very kindness. We're eating a lot. Yes, we enjoy it.
What activities did you do with your host families?
To help them to cook. Trip to Munich Center Seats, playing games like Uno and watching movies.
Did you like doing these activities with them?
Yes, I like.
What was your favorite food here in Germany?
Yes, for me, my favorite food is pizza, also pancakes, ice cream. Yes.
And which food didn't you like?
Oh, I didn't like mushrooms.
Neither do I love them, so I totally agree with you.
Yes.
Yes, what is your favorite word in the other language?
My favorite word in other language is danke, because it means thanks and I like it.
My favorite word in Kiswahili is karibu, because it means welcome and I like the word.
What was the most difficult thing to adapt to?
So I was a host family. I had Lillian, who's here with us, and Evelina. They're living at mine right now. And I think the most difficult thing that we had to adapt to was how to get to places. So how to get to school and to other places, because we don't have enough bikes for all of us to take the bikes like I usually do when I go to school. And the bus, there are some constructions on the way, so the bus doesn't go all the way. So we had to walk for some time, but right now we're using the scooter to get to school and to go from school, but it's also kind of exhausting. So yeah, I think getting to places is harder than I expected it to be.
Okay, Nelly, what topics did you learn about or discuss about during your trip here?
During our exchange program, we discussed many different topics. And for example, we talked about climate change and what each of us can do to prevent it, but also things like colonialism and discrimination of people of color. And many, many other themes that were also really interesting.
And Evelina, how was the workshop about colonialism that you did with Christina?
The workshop with Christina, I liked this. The workshop, it was good. I liked learning about colonialism.
The workshop with Christina was so fine and makes us to remember our history about colonialism, and we got different knowledge. For example, if someone passed away, don't remember only bad things which he did to you, but even those good things which he did to you, you have to remember it and you have to keep it on your mind.
Which topic or day did you like the most here?
The topic which I like most is colonialism, because it teach me how to live in the society, also to know the positive and negative effect, learning about Chifumkwawa and his resistance against the colonialism.
I can only agree with Happy. I also like the workshop about colonialism the best, because I also learned a lot of new things, like Happy just explained.
The most interesting topic was the dream journey, because it made me to think more about my life and how I want to be in my life and how I can remember my background when I will be old.
Okay, thank you. For me, I like mostly a workshop with Christina, especially when we were discussing about the colonialism. And the thing which make me to be more impressed to hear that even the German people are more likely to discuss the negative effect of colonialism. Before, I thought that because they were not most affected with colonialism, maybe they are not discussing the negative effect of colonialism. But it wonders me, because most of them, they were not aware about the positive effect of colonialism. And they feel very hurtful about the issue of colonialism. So this makes me very happy to see that regardless the difference of our races, the places, but because they are human beings, they are still thinking about us in a positive way. That's making me more impressed about this topic. Also, I like how the Emma Group student of Kahagi and their parents, how they cooperate well with their teachers, and how they worked very hard to make sure that all events or issues arranged in our program, they are going well and are succeeded as we planned. So this makes me to be very thankful to this student and the parents. I like it very much, and I'm praying to God to continue with that togetherness, working together with their teachers so that our partnership go on and it becomes sustainable.
Which topic or day did you not like?
The topic which I didn't like, it was in the online conference.
For me, this the same. So ENSA is the government organization who is supporting our exchange and is making it possible. And a part of that whole support is also a 3-day-long conference, which started with an online conference. Afterwards, we continued the conference in person, but this beginning was online, and it was just very boring. So we both did not like that at all.
Hey Moses, so what did you expect when you first heard that you're going to come to Germany, and what did you like expect in the following weeks for Germany to be?
I had so many expectations. First, I just thought Munich is a very busy city. I'm going to eat different kind of foods. And since we are going to visit school too, I thought maybe the teaching methodology is quite not the same like what we do in Tanzania. But also, I wanted to visit Allianz Arena. Yes, and this was very important because I'm a football fan.
And anything else you expected before I ask you how it was then?
Yeah, there's one last thing, you know. As an African or a black man, I just thought being in Europe with so many people, different culture like us, I thought maybe they're going to be a harsh involvement for me. I cannot work freely like I do in Tanzania.
Now I would be very interested, how was it when you came here? What did you observe when you came here?
Yeah, as I said, my expectation was like, this is a very busy city. I guess this is true. People are busy. They're normal in time. They follow their time schedule. This is quite interesting for me. you know, to stay on your timetable, be punctual in time. So this looks like a good thing. But the foods, yeah, the foods are just the same, but the way we prepare the foods is quite different from us. Like, let's say salad, we have our own salad, but here you can see in salad there is vegetables, but for us, normal vegetable must be cooked so that you can eat with your garlic. So this is another different experience of just get here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
But also, I said about the expectation had me as a black person being in Munich city, full of a lot of white people. Yeah, that's, I guess, stopped. Maybe it's just a short time, but it's quite different from what I expected, because as far as I remember, there are several times I just walked freely from school to where I'm staying, freely without any disturbance. It's quite a good thing.
So you experienced that more positive than you expected it?
Yes, this is quite more positive than I expected.
You said you have been at the Allianz Arena.
Yeah,
that dream came true.
Yes, like a dream came true, and one of the days very hard to forget here in Munich. I have been in a local room for prayers where they do some exchange, and then around the Allianz Arena. Yeah, it was quite an amazing day for me, football fan, because a lot of friends, they're going to ask me, you were in Munich, did you manage to go to Allianz Arena? Then if I say no, they say, therefore you were not in Munich.
Yeah.
So this, as a football fan, is quite amazing for me to be there.
And I think there was one last thing you said you expected, the teaching method.
Yeah.
How did you experience that?
Yeah, as a teacher, also I went to see how here teachers deliver their lesson to the students. The most important thing I've just observed that teaching methodologies are the same. Or what differs maybe is just the equipment. The equipment here, there are more advanced tools teachers use to teach the students. While for us, yeah, they are not so much advanced, but the method they use to teach is just the same.
And what did you not expect in Germany?
What I didn't expect is a lot of majority of smoking, especially youth.
And what was the most surprising thing for you?
Although Germany and Tanzania have a big distance of thousands of kilometers, we are having lots of things in common. And that was a great surprise. From the first day on, we could laugh, sing, dance, and do lots of different things together.
Now I have Justa with me, and she wanted to tell you a little bit about how she, as a pastor from Emmerberg, experienced our church services here in Gräfelfing in Germany.
I have experienced the service at St. Michael Church, Lochham, and I have seen some challenges which occurred here, that the people, especially younger, they cannot participate during the worship service. This is the challenges which is occur in Germany and Tanzania also. Also, I have appreciated the system of baptism, how the children they baptize. I have enjoyed and I like so much, because those relatives and those brethren from the children who are going to baptize, they're wishing him the blessing from God. This is I have appreciated so much. Also, the baptism concerning the adult, this is very nice, and I've very enjoyed in our service which I have participated.
And what would you say, where were the differences between Tanzania and Germany for you?
There is big difference between Germany and Tanzania, especially in schools. For Tanzania students in many schools, they are not allowed to go with food in school, especially cooked food. But here I see many students have food while they are in school.
The difference between two countries faces culture. For example, in wearing clothes. For example, there in Germany, people are wearing short pants, crop top. But it's different from our country because it's very difficult to see a person walking in the street and wearing pants and crop top like Germany. So we are wearing long dresses, yes. And also using cigarettes here in Germany, people are using cigarettes at the streets. It's very difficult from our country. Also, showing affection. It's very different.
What do you mean with that? So what do you mean with affection?
I mean, for example, people are kissing in the street, in the road, they are kissing. It's different from our countries. Because in Tanzania, it's very difficult to see a person and her friends or boyfriends are kissing in the street. Oh, what about that? Wow! It's very difficult.
And this togetherness changed your dream for a profession later. And if yes, how?
Has not changed, but has given me more courage on my profession.
For me, I'm also not really, for I don't know exactly what I want to do as a profession later, but it made me even more sure about wanting to come back to Tanzania one day and about my hope to at least make the world a bit better with my profession later. What is going to be the first thing you'll tell your parents after the visit? I have just one very short sentence. I think I missed them. And I asked Charity what it means in Kiswahili, so the language of Tanzania. And she said, Nimi wa pweza. So I would say Nimi wa pweza to my parents when they have left. And what are you looking forward to your home?
What I'm looking forward to our home is just to analyze the story about the journey and how I lived, what I ate, how did I play. And also sometimes it's just adding salt to the words, even if they're not true.
And would you rather live in Tanzania or in Germany?
I like to live in Tanzania because I have my parents there in Tanzania. I have my relative. That makes me to like living in Tanzania.
I like to live in Germany because it's my home country and here I know everything and yes.
And now that the visit of our Tanzanian friends has almost come to an end, how do you feel about parting away from each other?
About parting, this situation, it makes me feel bad because I will miss so much my friends here at Germany, which we have already done many things with them. So about parting, it makes me feel bad. And I'm very excited for the next year when the EMA group of here at Germany will come in Tanzania.
So I feel the same. It would me make very, very sad and yes.
And what will you miss the most?
I will miss everything. The seconds, minutes, hours, days and weeks together, the games, discussions. But most I will miss the people. The hugs, words and smile of each girl, I will miss you.
How would you describe the journey or the visit with one sentence?
As I describe experience by one word, strongest, that different challenges I faced, but I still remain strong.
Okay, so I would describe it with the two words, ever expanding, because our connection is just growing with every day and it's always expanding. And we're always learning new things about each other and about the exchange, and yeah, we're just growing with each day, so we're ever expanding.
This journey was a very big experience for me because I got to know new people with whom I had lots of fun, and there were many little nice moments which I'll never forget. And what about you?
The journey was very good, but sometimes bad things happen. Also, I was safe on my side, you never go outside of my continent, but now I'm Europe. Is good and I learn many things, and sometimes bad for me because sometimes was difficult to me to ask a question to somebody because I lack some vocabularies.
The exchange was just great. We got different experience and new friends.
I feel love yesterday, every day, every time. always in my heart.
Wow, I love it. I would say I couldn't be more grateful for meeting you, and I promise to never forget you.
That's nice.
Our journey, it was funny, amazing, great, beautiful, interesting, surprising, and great.
And these are the things why it was the best journey we ever had.
And which color would you give our visit and why?
Yellow. For my side, I mean living together, playing together, and do something together between Tanzania student and German student Kahagi. And what about you?
For me, orange. This beautiful and funny journey was full of nice experiences, which I will never forget. And for me, orange is very bright. That's why I would say orange.
For me, give the red color because we're loving each other.
Yes, and I would say, for me, I would describe the visit or the exchange with the color dark blue, because before we all, only saw each other through the screens, through video conferences, but now we can see each other in real life and we can see how we are in real life and we can see the different layers, and it kind of, I have to think about ocean, because the ocean is dark blue as well, so it seems, for me, it seems very, very loving and very, very deep and with many layers.
The color which I'll give the visit is yellow, because first it stands for the sun, and also the t-shirt of Emma Beck, they are yellow in color, and they always the sun shines, so at the sun shines is as Emma group we are shining every day. Also, sun makes our group every day to be happy. So, and the exchange was always shining.
Yellow, and because it's bright, and this shows we get off from darkness to bright of our partnership.
I love that one. It's also like for a partnership, but also personally, like from...
Yes.
Yes. I would give our visit, or your visit, the color green, because I think green stands for hope and new energy. So in the spring, there comes the new green grass and it's like fresh. And it, yes, just for me, it just stands for energy, for new energy and hope. And therefore, the visit gave me like hope and new energy. And I think also we thought of a lot of projects and ideas. And yeah, so green.
Kwaheri.
Das war's für heute. Macht's gut. Bis es das nächste Mal heißt, KHG fragt nach.